This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 653. I am Brian Kilby. We are 1 week away from Christmas, if that means anything to you. I'm an adult, so no.
Suffering is over for the year.
Yeah. We are going to do our show on Boxing Day, for those of you outside of, Canada and Great Britain, or Canada, that's the December 26th. So, yeah, we'll be a day late. I don't know. I'm not going to be doing anything. I could still do the show, but my kids will be asleep, but it'll be nice to take a day off and sleep.
I'll be out of town that day.
Congratulations, Don.
I will be up in Matt's sort of neck of the woods.
Oh, yes, you told us about that. Good luck.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for
you'll be on the other side of my horrible, horrible state.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but also the fact that I'm waiting for all the snow to roll in the night before.
If you see Bigfoot, get a good steady shot, okay?
Actually, the interesting thing is, I'll be up there around. I'll be visiting my girlfriend's parents, and there's actually three or four collectible stores in that area, and
antique shops.
No,
those are all over the place.
No, actually, honest to goodness, toy collectible.
I don't believe you.
No, I've called and talked with one manager at one and one person at the other, and they'll be open.
Have they heard of you?
Day after Christmas. No, there's actual one of them is called Spookables. That's an '80s it's a toy and hobby shop Selfish is for us, Brian.
It's this place called Tobby Town USA, and they sell. They have tons of Gundam and stuff. If I cared, I would totally go. I saw
sort of like Hungates used to be.
I don't know what that is. I saw a post that said lots of new Gunpla in stock, and I'm like, why have I not gone to this place in years?
Mm-hmm.
But
sadly, ours closed.
Aww.
Yeah, the one in Chattanooga closed too. Yeah.
Mm. So I'm looking forward to doing a little bit of a toy crawl day after Christmas.
Live stream it.
That. I don't think I'm actually where she lives. AT&T has the best service. If Verizon doesn't, then I'm on Verizon, so I'm really counting.
That's I doubt the toy store is going to be in her backyard, so you're probably fine.
Yeah. Well, where she lives, everything is basically in the backyard,
Okay.
So.
Well, Don, hopefully get lots of photos, because I think now that you've committed yourself to that, you're going to have to take photos so we can share them out.
I'll try.
Do it, Don.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the whole. I haven't actually been up that way in. I can't remember the last time I was up that way, unless it was for BotCon.
Probably on the way to TFCon Chicago, if I had to guess.
Yeah, probably that would have been it.
We probably went through there together to TFCon Chicago.
Yeah, met as a Dan and all that. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was Don. We also have Diecast.
Hey, everybody.
Chris.
No story.
I don't.
What's your story, Diecast?
No story. I got plenty of stuff for what we got this week.
Oh, good.
Not yet.
Chris, Matt.
Yes, I'm here, sadly, because I have nothing better to do.
Oh, well, we love you too. And Rob.
Hi.
And me. John is on assignment, meaning that he has a newborn baby. So, yeah, congratulations.
And Sean, I already have a rescue bot. I've got, what was her name? I can't remember her name.
Quick Shadow, wasn't it?
Yeah, Quick Shadow, yes. River Song's actress.
Okay, played. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Alex Kingston, Summer Glau.
Alex Kingston, thank you. Yeah.
Cool. Don't forget to mute, Don.
Sorry.
Don's fancy little box thing I sent him is broken. Simple mechanical switch. No way he could have anything to do with that failing. Yeah, okay. Let's see here. What do we got going on? So, TransformersReanimated.com, new issue dropped earlier this month. It's a double-sized Christmas issue. It's Yoshi and Greg's basically take at doing the Transformers basically the period between the movie and season two, and they get today's top Transformers artist to help them with the cover. It's pretty cool. TransformersReanimated.com. What else we got going on? John left. John was actually here listening, but that we mentioned him, he decided to leave.
We scared him off.
That's all he needs. He's just here to, you know.
So we love our chat, tfradio.net/live, or really you need to subscribe to YouTube now, but you can watch us live. But like for the last 20 minutes, as we've been prepping for the show, they've been quoting Die Hard and the little sign that says, "Now I have a machine gun, ho, ho, ho." And I don't know what started it, but it hasn't stopped.
Well, Die Hard is a Christmas movie, according to some. So
I just watched that the other day for the first time.
I watched it. What?
Yeah.
I got to watch it.
I've never seen it.
What?
I've still never seen all of the chunks of it on TV.
Wow.
I got this. I watched it.
The edited TV version is the ideal way to watch the experience Die Hard.
Yeah, probably. It's fine. I mean, Die Hard's not super violent. I mean, there's some language. So if getting that edited out, if that's your thing, you know. But I got to do a special Christmas showing at a theater a couple years ago, and it was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, see, that was me, Brian, in The Last Starfighter. It took me years to actually catch The Last Starfighter, to watch the thing from start to finish, because I would always like catch the very end or the very beginning.
I'm like that way with a lot of movies. I think I've watched them, but I've never watched them actually start to finish.
Spider Bob's asking the important questions in the chat. Why are these Brian's friends?
I've wondered that myself.
Because he can't do any better.
I don't know. I got lots of friends.
I'm so sorry, Brian.
Well, not me. Sorry, Tombstone reference. Okay, so
I've never seen that movie.
Don, it's a great movie. Don! Don. Okay. If you and your girlfriend, hopefully things work out for you, but if they don't, come to my house on Thanksgiving and we will watch it. Or
yeah, I haven't. Yeah.
Or during the summer, come over. I'll put the projector up outside, and we'll watch it.
That's the ideal way to watch it.
Yes. Yes.
As long as you don't show me Princess Bride, because that was not a.
Don, I'm gonna have to end this relationship.
I mean, I just don't see. It was funny, but I think Clue's a lot funnier in terms of sheer comedy. But that's could just be me.
So Spider Bob is saying I need to introduce you guys to Turkish Star Wars. Hopefully you're already aware of the Turkish Star Wars.
Oh yeah, that I'm aware of.
No, I've never heard of Turkish Star Wars.
God,
can we end the relationship with Diecast?
Yeah. Diecast.
Turkish Star Wars?
The Turkish Star Wars. It's amazing. Watch it. I linked to it on Twitter and Facebook.
I just watched The Mandalorian and got very angry.
It's better. It's better than that. It's better than Mandalorian. The Turkish Star Wars is the definitive Star Wars film. It is. Okay. So let's see what else we got going on. Hey, so we're going to do a Patreon. It's going to launch on January 1st, 2020. It's going to be pretty awesome. I've been working on it. We're going to have three tiers. Basically, the first tier, people watching live, you know, they love the pre and post show. We're going to do that as a podcast exclusive to the Patreon. So if you want to get that in podcast form, we'll have it up that way. We're also going to start another podcast. It's not going to be Patreon exclusive, but early access will be done via Patreon. It's a new version of our old RSC Throwback podcast, which was our attempt to sort of capture the magic of the old show from the late 90s and early 2000s when we didn't know what we were doing and we were just doing whatever. So I'm really excited about that. I should actually have the first episode of that done as close as I can this weekend. And that will be on Patreon first. It's going to be monthly, and it'll be available to, it's not really timely. It's not time bound. So it's really evergreen, but it'll be about 2 months, a 2 month delay before you can get it outside of Patreon. So that's what we're going to do. And I think on that tier as well, if we do a podcast other than RFC and the Daily-ish update, we'll have like at least a 3-day lead time for Patreon as well. But you'll still be able to get RFC normally, even if you're not a patron, like when we post it now, because it's time sensitive. And the daily update is basically like breaking news, so that is definitely time sensitive. But we're going to have the Mega Mondo Super Tier. We're going to have real physical swag. We'll have RSC trading cards. We'll, you know, you'll be able to see the Patreon for more info. We'll also have a way for our super duper Patreon tier high level people recommend and sort of maybe even vote on some show content that we do. There's more. We'll also have, for the people at that tier, we'll have a contributor page where you will have like a real producer title, that'll be on the website and at the end of each episode. So please don't make me sad and have nobody to read at the end of an episode. That would be great. It'll be at patreon.com/TF Radio when it's up, but that'll be in a couple weeks. Is there a Massey attack level? No, there are three levels. The first level is leaving money on the table because you can do better. We appreciate you, but you can do better. Then this, I had like four or five tiers actually originally, but my Patreon person, she's like, really keep it to three. So we went with, the second level tier is called Matrix Bearer. I originally wanted to do like the classes of toys, or, you know, like statuses of characters. I was going to have City Commander and stuff like that, but Matrix Bearer is the second tier. And the third tier, the top level tier, is Touched. You're touched if you're at that tier.
So leaving money on the table and Touched in exchange for money, just, I don't know. This is,
we'll see how it goes.
There's some subtext here, I think.
We have lots of goals. So if we hit, when we hit 25 patrons, we'll do it. We'll start a Discord server. We'll give people access to that. We'll have a public level access, and we'll also do like a Patreon level access. We'll also have, I think once we get to 100 patrons, we will have a Patreon exclusive podcast, probably monthly. We'll figure out sort of how it goes, but it'll be a podcast that's exclusive to people on Patreon. And then at 150 patrons, we're going to force Don to get good internet, because we'll have money to help him cover that.
Well, Brian, it's like I said, you know, I can get internet.
Don't ruin it. We'll force Don to get good internet. Even if we have to like pay to have a line run to his house, we'll figure it out.
Or if we have to pay him to move.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's a good one.
No, save that money for me.
Yeah. Well.
Yes.
I don't know. I just like the idea of Don relocation fee as a Patreon goal, though.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't like that. But I probably haven't said it either. So.
Yep.
RFC After Dark.
Nope. Not doing RFC. I hate After. I hate, like, every podcast has like a quote an After Dark version of the. I hate the name After Dark. I hate
it. It's After Dark. Yeah. When we record this.
It's literally always After Dark.
Oh, Brian.
Yes.
RFC Night Flight.
RFC Night Court.
I get that reference, though.
Just an RFC uncensored that's only available to Patreon, where we completely shock everybody.
Cool. Okay, so what else do we have going on? Anything else? Not really. Oh, yeah, so end of the year. I guess the beginning of the year, we'll have our big year in review episode.
Does it have to be big?
Yeah, the guys are looking forward to that.
No. No, I think you're mistaken.
Oh, Crunson said, what if the patron levels get all the RFC members to live in the house together for 6 months, real world style? Huh.
Wait, does Massey have to be there? Well, yes. He attacked on, yes.
I want Massey to be there.
If that becomes a thing, be sure to give me like 3 weeks notice so I can put in my 2 weeks notice.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Action Figure Expert says, now what would be great, and I don't know how to do this, but if we did real physical swag, we could do it. I'm not saying we're doing this, but if I can figure out a way to do this within reason, I will do this. Well, at a certain patron level, we'll have an RFC decoder ring, not to begin with, but at some point, and then we'll send out coded messages. I love that. I love that.
I've never had a decoder ring.
I'm going to see if I can get like some decoder rings. That would be great. Okay, so let's move on. Hey, anybody get anything? Who wants to go before me?
I'll go.
Don raised his hand.
Yeah, I picked up Spinister and Crosshairs. I went to Target. They had nothing on the shelves, literally, just almost bare empty in that forefront section. And I asked the guy, very nice young man, if he could scan the tag and see if he had anything in the back, because they hadn't received anything in weeks. And he pulls out the only two in the back were Spinister and Crosshairs. So it's like, okay. Unfortunately, no Astro Train, so I'm gonna keep looking for Astro Train. But I picked up those two, and is slightly off, slightly on off topic. I got this last week after RFC. Picked up another card in GoBot.
Oh, nice. That's Don.
Oh, cool.
Don, GoBots are on topic.
Okay. This is one of my favorite figures, and he's just very simple. This is Flytrap, the garbage truck. But he's got a very interesting transformation. When you transform him, his arms go like on his chest, and then the legs, instead of like folding over, they slide over the arms. So it's a very compact figure in vehicle mode, and it's got some nice orange and blue.
eBay done? Is that where you got it?
Yeah, got it eBay. $25.
What?
And yeah, and the no one else bid on it, and the buyer even sent it. Like, because you know, we've all got stuff in Toy Dojo where they really, really wrap it in good bubble wrap. It was the really good bubble wrap, and he also included the star case. It was a $25. I was one person to bid and got it. Other than the price tag there, but the thing is, the face isn't obscured. So that's kind of, so I was really glad to get this. Great looking card, good artwork.
That's nice, clean. Don.
So I'm really glad to get that.
That's real good, Don. I'm proud of you.
So, I mean, it's sort of amazing how much I've actually enjoyed picking up some of these carded GoBots more than I have actual Transformers of late. I can't really explain it, but I'm just getting a lot more joy out of finding, you know.
So, Don, what are keywords you using when you search for those?
Find what's your competitor.
But
the market for you, Don.
Yeah. The problem is, though, carded GoBot, that was just, I think nobody really wanted a Flytrap. They want all the big, you know, the big guns. It's like, I see like a blue Leader 1, the blue version of Leader 1 on card, 150, 175, AFA graded for 600. You know, you see these big prices for a carded GoBots. There was a scooter that was $95. I would like to have the scooter, but not for, you know, $95, because the price tag was directly over his face. So it was kind of, you know, and I'd be afraid of trying to remove the price tag after being on that long because of the destroy the artwork underneath.
I just bought GoBot on eBay. It's a G2 GoBot, though, so Don. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, it's, I saw a good price on a Buggy Man. The problem is, the die-cast chest had kept the right color blue, but the plastic blue had started turning into green. It was like the card was still in great shape, but the figure itself was starting to be discolored. So that's what you run into. It's a great-looking figure on card. Either the face is messed up, the price tag was yanked off, and there's a, you know, damage to the card. So yeah, it's a small pool to draw from, but I've really been enjoying the few that I found. So that's all that I've picked up. I got some other stuff in transit, but it's not here yet.
Cool. Matt, did you get anything?
Yeah, just a couple things. So I picked up a couple more Sharkticons.
Nice.
The Cyberverse.
I have yet.
Is that because I got one like a week or two ago?
I got like four a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
I saw them on the shelf and like, oh, well, okay then.
I still have not seen one in any store at all.
You can't turn a Sharkticon down. If he sees one on the shelf, he must have it.
I skipped two this week.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. And just today in the mail, thank you very much, Brian. I wasn't expecting a gift, but I got some Scraplets.
Ooh. Oh.
Nice.
And they are just really neat. I mean, simple one-step changers, but really, really well done. He sent me three of them.
Yeah, I was going to do Shark. I was going to do Sharkticons, but I didn't want to do the obvious.
Indeed, well, these are equally as appreciated. Like I said, I wasn't expecting anything, so you will be getting a gift after Christmas.
Oh, don't give me anything.
Oh no, you're too late. I already bought it.
Oh no.
See, that's why he's only telling you now. He wouldn't tell you in advance because then you might be able to stop him.
It's like a thank you guys for being here. Rob's, I think, will be here like after the new year, but
thank you for being a friend.
I'm excited about what Rob's getting.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll like it. It's the best.
Okay, well, that's all for me this week. So
I'll just tell you what it is, Rob. I'm going to tell Rob what it is because I can come on here. It was off his Amazon wish list. It was bottles of cheer wine.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
I can't wait for you to get that.
I am definitely looking forward to that.
We can all drink them on the, well, those of us that have them can drink them during the show.
I mean, I can get some, so that's no problem.
Chris, you were going?
Yeah, so I wasn't here last week.
You weren't? No, you weren't. That's right.
You had me doubting for a second, too.
It was odd without you.
So I went to Bargain Hunt last week and found some Mega Construct stuff. So I found this. This is one of their Pro Builder kits.
I skipped that one.
Probably saw this at Toys R Us before Toys R Us closed. It's like a Mars Rover vehicle thing. It's got three minifigures and some kind of little like probe or drill mini vehicle that goes with it. This always looked really cool to me, but I think it was like $50 or $60 new, and Bargain Hunt hit it for $17. So I bought that.
Yeah, I saw it.
I have got to find one of those.
I saw it, and it looked great, but the problem is I have too many construction sets anyway, so.
Yeah, me too, but I keep buying them. That's why I have too many.
I'm not going to admit what I got this past week.
So let's see. In addition to that, I found some of the series. Matt, what was the series of minifigures that we couldn't find anywhere because Walmart stopped carrying them?
Four.
Four, I believe.
So I got some of the X-Piles gray aliens. They had like three of those. And then I dug around a little bit further and found a Mulder and also the blue alien. So I got Mulder and a bunch of aliens of different stripes.
I went to two Bargain Hunts looking for those and they didn't have them.
Yeah, I mean, when I got to the Bargain Hunt here, that'd been picked over pretty thoroughly, and like half the stuff was mixed in onto the peg, so I almost didn't even find like the Mulder and the Xenomorph. Let's see.
Did they do a Scully for that wave, or is that? I'm just wondering if they actually went.
They did Mulder and the Gray Alien. Like, probably they would do a Scully in a subsequent assortment if there was going to be a subsequent assortment.
Oh, okay.
If someone sold Mega Constructs toys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be kind of like jumping back and forth between on-topic and off-topic. So I got off of Amazon a Warehouse Deals Sports Car Patrol MicroMaster set.
Nice.
And this is extremely Warehouse Deals. It's almost falling apart, but that was like $5. And then because I ended up with all the other regular retail MicroMaster sets, I just went ahead and bought the Battle Patrol or Battle Squad 2, so Amazon had that for regular price, so I went ahead and grabbed that. Oh, and Studio Series Car Dropkick I was able to find for about $15 on Amazon one day, so I went ahead and got that too after seeing that Jet Mode Shatter actually looks pretty nice, so I will end up with both versions of both of those characters. Okay, so I got a few things off of my Amazon wish list for Christmas. So I got Seiju Sentai Gingaman.
Excellent choice.
Yes, it's a very good series. The thing with 90s Super Sentai series is that almost all of them are very good. Like
I even like the ones you don't particularly care for.
The 90s are hands down the best decade for Super Sentai series. Like, there is just no denying that. There's other good decade too, but the 90s is the most consistently good out of them, and Gingaman's a really good series out of that.
And for those who don't keep up with that, Gingaman became our Lost Galaxy.
Yeah. I was also gifted one of the Mega Constructs armory container sets. This is one of the later ones, which is the like Biohazard Lab. So it's a little bit different from the others because it's got like a regular door cut into the side, and the minifigures have hazmat suits. It's a pretty cool looking one. The other one that came in the same assortment with that was like a wood panel World War II cargo container thing, that's also pretty neat looking, but I like this a lot better. And then just today in the mail came a gift from Brian, which is the Blu-ray of What We Left Behind, the Deep Space Nine documentary that every Star Trek should watch.
Excellent.
It's a beautiful piece of work. I'm really looking forward to watching this. Okay, so the last two things I have are from Matt, and they came nicely gift-wrapped. So I'm going to tear these open right now to drive Brian insane with microphone noises.
As long as we know.
What?
As long as it's not like random noise in the background.
ASMR.
Sailor Moon Romance.
Okay, so, well, I was kind of expecting something a little bit fancier looking inside there, but
Why I wrapped them.
I hope it's just an empty box.
If so, yeah. It's a really heavy empty box, as boxes go.
I need to get that documentary too.
We didn't have it on your wish list, Don.
I was really lucky to see that in the movie theater.
Yeah, I would like to go see that Galaxy Quest documentary they did, but it's not showing anywhere around here day after Christmas.
Okay, so these are in bubble wrap, so more noises. Okay, less noise than I expected. Screw it. I'll use the knife.
That's not a knife.
The noise is carrying over the stream well, if that helps.
Oh, this is Treadbolt, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay, so from Matt, I got Universe 2010 Treadbolt.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a nice figure. Yeah, that Skyfire mold really worked out well for that.
I probably love this Jetfire mold more than most people. So
it's a really good mold. I mean, I think it holds up.
I'm glad to have a version of it that's not made redundant by two other toys subsequently.
Yeah.
And that kind of continued the trend of them giving MicroMasters bigger bodies, like they did that for Countdown from the Red Alert mold.
His launchers and missiles and weapons are in a smaller baggie in there.
Are they?
Yes.
I'll take your word for it. I haven't found that part yet. I'm trying to get into the other bubble wrap bundle.
Crunch, and I was thinking the exact same thing, like with what happened with Thew.
Oh, okay. So the other bubble wrap bundle was the jetpack and stuff. Yes. Okay. You said like it was a baggie, so. All right. So I got one more gift wrap package to open.
You know, if you see it cheap enough, Chris, that dark Skyfire that they did from that mold that Takara did, that's a really good looking figure. I mean, the colors on that mold, the black and the purple, really work well on that mold.
This one's really, this is bulging in the middle. It's really packed in there. All right. This is, oh, it's Cog. All right. And Cog's gun's in a little, this is in a little baggie this time.
Yes.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Matt.
I thought you had a Cog.
Actually, I have two other Cogs. But Matt was downsizing, so I took advantage. See. Yeah, that should be everything for me, unless you want to hear about the light stand adapter pieces I got off of Amazon for myself today.
No, we're good.
Okay. Yeah, I think that covers me. I got BotBots from Hasbro last week too, but you covered that pretty well.
I was going to show some more of those off on Twitter and Facebook. I just didn't get around to it. This past week sucked. Diecast, you go ahead. Then I'll go. Then we'll finish off with Rob.
All right, I got something that probably will shock a bunch of people.
It's the Shockmaster.
I got a Pretender Grimlock.
Oh, nice!
Wow.
And he's complete.
Man, there's so many parts in that to make it complete.
Well, it's his helmet, his gun, the
Grimlock
tail for Grimlock, and the Grimlock inside.
It is unusual for you to buy loose toys, though. Yeah. So you tend to like package things.
And something retro.
What inspired that purchase?
It's not even like the classic Grimlock. It's like Grimlock number two.
It's hard to find complete Pretenders.
Hmm.
Without them being ridiculously expensive. So
Depends on which one.
And for a Pretender, that one's not really all that. I mean, the classic ones usually, to me, were a definite step up for as far as the Pretender robot.
Well, I mean, Don, they were sold separately after the fact, right? Was it Legends? What were they called?
Yeah. I think it was Kmart Legends had just the inner robots, because that's what I was trading for VHS tapes.
So that was what? Grimlock, Bumblebee?
Starscream, Bumblebee, and Jazz.
Yeah.
How did I never notice before that the chest on the Pretender shell is what Classics Grimlock's chest is based on? Or, Classics.
You're right. I've never even noticed that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yeah. But yeah, that was.
Where'd you get it? eBay?
No, I got it from a friend who was selling some stuff at NJCC, and he said he was going to have a complete Pretender, and I was like, I'll get that.
Mine belonged to JD.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my nice. Grimlock was JD's.
Yeah, it's sort of weird when Simon Furman was doing the comic, the shell showed up for like one and a half issues, and you never saw the shells again.
I got my last Iron Factory
DJD
figure, can make my combiner now. What is his name? Helix? Is that his name?
That's Tesaurus.
Tesaurus? I get him confused. But
yeah, I can't remember half of them either.
Yeah.
So excited to build, because it actually looks like a really nice combiner. So, and if I don't like it, then I'll just display them in individual bot modes.
There you go.
Also got the MS Toys Legend Scale Rodimus figure.
That's a big box for a Legend Scale toy.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's got the trailer. It's got
Big box for a Legend Scale toy with a trailer.
I was thinking about that, Diecast. Are you going to do a review for that? Because I've got like the Mech Fan Toys Hot Rod itself, but I saw that because it's Hot Rod and Rodimus in the same figure, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what's on the box anyway. That I glanced at for 2 seconds.
The Hot Rod component though stands a good bit taller than like your new age figures, age Autobot cars.
Hey, Crunson's asking Diecast how much you paid for Grimlock.
60.
That's not bad. That's about right.
I just wanted one complete Pretender.
I want all the complete Pretenders.
The one I really would like is Vroom, but man, is he expensive.
Yeah, and getting him complete, that's a hard one to get complete because he does have a lot of smaller parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had him when I was a kid. I don't know if I had all of him because he may have been a hand-me-down toy, but I had
at least
the shell as a kid.
At Fingry and what is it?
Fingry wasn't a Pretender.
He wasn't? No, which one was it? No.
Andrew was a headmaster.
No, yeah, you're right. No, which, not Weird War. What's the bat one? With the
Bomb Burst. Yes.
Bomb Burst, you're right. Yeah.
Of course I'm right.
Yes. I don't know. I also screwed that up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I had Skullgrin.
Ooh,
I
nice.
Also got Makes Toys Endgame, not to be confused with Marvel's Endgame, or Avengers Endgame, I guess you should say. And this is their masterpiece.
Dirge.
Thank you. And he also comes with the wing fillers for Starscream. So I can put the wing fillers on my original Starscream.
Nice.
Oh, you know, Brian, if it helps you with that bomb burst thing, you can try remembering it by the Master Force name, Blood.
Ooh.
I also got Fans Toys Goose. Huh. And he is not out of the box yet, so my goose is not loose. It's mint in
the only thing
box.
Loose about the goose is the stool.
Oh, Jesus!
Sorry.
No.
So
that's like a very like firsthand experiential memory that you've stirred up there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Just don't break him, or your goose will be cooked.
I did a podcast about goose control for like a year and a half. So.
Oh yeah.
What about the feral chickens? Was that a podcast thing?
There's no feral chickens.
I also got my bagged Bumblebee.
Why? Why would you do that?
I like it in hand a lot more than I thought it. The tolerances are very scary on this.
I know, right?
Yeah. The other thing I noticed, and does anyone have this other than Brian?
John has it,
but he's not here.
Okay. There's a slot on its back where it looks like this piece should peg into and it would collapse the backpack a little bit more. It doesn't go into that hole that it looks like it's designed for. So I think that hole
is just there for the spare tire accessory, right? What's that for?
No, I mean, there's that little piece that looks like if it had another two or three, like, hairs.
That back is messed up. I mean, it, like,
That backpack is what my sadness looks like.
Yes, it's like I'm certain there's I'm certain there's a preferred state for it, but I don't know if anybody actually has it there, and there's no need. I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah. But yeah, it feels rushed because it feels like this backpack should be able to clean up better than it does.
They've been working on it forever.
But
and they played it.
Yeah. It's just
even
bad.
The feet, like it's just the feet bad are engineering. Like I understand what they were going for. And
is yours breaking half like mine?
No. I'm perfectly fine with the front, and mine was a bagged figure, so I didn't even get a box, and I didn't get the stickers or the instructions, but
it
I got
stickers?
All the accessories.
Did it have stickers?
Which, what's that?
I don't think it has stickers.
For the license plate, I think, you can choose between a few different stickers.
Oh, it must still be in the box.
There was a sheet of stickers, yeah, but I didn't get that because it didn't come in the plastic baggie from Taobao. But yeah, I mean, I really like it from the front.
Yeah,
just that they kind of left the design out of the rear of the figure. Like, there's definitely a way that they could have made this look better from the back and still leave the front alone. Like, I don't quite understand why. It's almost like a
Bandai America figure.
We always say the interns, you know, the interns probably did it. This looks like an intern designed this. But I mean, the front is absolutely great. So I'm not.
It's my least favorite masterpiece toy ever that I've owned.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Okay, so remember in like 2011, let's say, Hasbro and Takara were coming off of Revenge of the Fallen toys, which were arguably like the most complex time for mainline toys in the history of the brand. And after that, there was kind of a turnaround because like the economics changed a little bit and stuff. Everything got simpler and more fun, and it took a little bit to stabilize, but we ended up getting some really nice,
yes,
far more enjoyable things. Masterpiece needs to undergo that same process. Like, it's currently at its Revenge of the Fallen moment in its history, and it needs to have that sharp turnaround into something a little bit more simple, but something that's actually like fun and not scary to handle. Like, you don't want it where it's not a hassle anymore to actually transform it.
Did we
Legend would be a great place for that.
Masterpiece Inferno was the peak, I think. Like, that did exactly what it needed to do and looked good after it was done. And like, they keep trying to recapture that transformation magic and it just doesn't work.
No, I agree. You're right. I think that was peak. What else did I cast? Is this like the mythical box that you've been waiting on for like forever?
Yeah, but part of it got split up and that hasn't shown up yet.
Oh no.
There is still something out there.
How about with a fickle mistress?
Yes. And someone really nice and really awesome sent me another Transformers 124 scale, these are 124 scaled cars. And this is a Bumblebee, which I absolutely love. The weathering on this is just absolutely amazing.
That does look nice.
It is beautiful. So I'm assuming it's Brian, but it had no note in it, so I don't know. It could
be supposed
anyone.
To have a note in it.
What's that?
It was supposed to have a note in it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, there was no note, but I really appreciate it. It is phenomenal. And I'm looking at it in my hands right now, and I'm like, why did I not buy this myself a while ago? Because it's that nice. I just can't even explain it, so I'm so happy to have it. So thank you. And that's it. That's all I got.
Let's see here. So Don is... checked the shipping on his... tracking on Don's mysterious... thing from his wish list, and he does not have it yet.
His wish list. No, wasn't.
Since Don got the ability to edit his wish list, the Massey attack list really sucks. So I need to go in and take his ability to edit his own wish list back.
Yes, yes.
Well, okay, Brian. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. There was no note. I did not see a note. Someone got me a really, really nice cat condo for Massey. And
I think that was Kojacker.
Okay, well, because I opened the box, I did not see a note, And I remember mentioning it, but I hadn't opened the box other than just like, what is, oh my God, you know, just looking at it. So that, I really appreciate y'all doing that. It's just, you know, something on the Massey Attack list I just don't really need. Like the Cadbury eggs. I can sit down and eat a whole box of Cadbury eggs. My type 2 diabetes will not like
some Cadbury eggs recently. You didn't mention somebody, something like that. Didn't you get some candy recently?
Not since that box of Cadbury eggs. It's just, I'm type 2, and I really, if they're here, it'll be very hard for me to ignore them, and they'll be like, you'll find me twitching on the floor. So, you know.
Mute your microphone if you do that.
Yeah. But, you know, that's why I took a few things off the list that, you know, I love them.
And, you left the Ghost Blu-ray, though, so that's good to know.
I took that off.
It's still there. I was looking at the list yesterday.
No, I did because my girlfriend likes Ghost, and I thought if someone got it, I can give it to her. But I meant to take it off, I think.
You're going
to
re-gift it?
That's good. That's good thinking.
Well, she likes a lot of, it's like, she loves Roadhouse. I've never seen Roadhouse, you know.
Kim and I watched Roadhouse four times during our honeymoon. Four times. Yep.
Don needs more Death's Head 2s. That's all I know.
No, I do not. No.
Let's see here.
I already made the joke anyway.
Yeah. And also, so Don's is on the way, and I'm waiting to hear back from someone about their new address that I don't have, if they are listening right now. Let's see here. I'm going to go, then we'll finish off with Rob. So at Aldi, they have, I don't need the authentic scale class. I don't know what the class is, but this weighs about a quarter of a pound, but it's like
The Titan Changer things, isn't it?
Whatever. It's like this, maybe it's like larger than a leader class toy, but it weighs nothing. Of course, it's completely hollow.
I think I saw those today.
Yeah. It was $8. Kim found them in the store and took some photos for me. I told her to pick up Optimus, and she was like, you should have got Megatron. That one looked way better. I'm like, well, I don't care about these. You should have got them. Like, I mean, authentics, the whole point of authentics, basically, I don't think it's ever been specifically articulated, but the way that I take it is that dollar stores are overrun with transforming robots that people call Transformers. So Transformers, authentics, are authentic Transformers that you can buy for next to nothing at dollar stores. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. The junky transforming robots, the generic ones, are way better. They're way better than authentics. But yeah, I mean, like, I would feel guilty donating this to Toys for Tots.
Yeah, it's just a little bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah, $5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so as a follow-up to last week, and you'll notice I'm holding this a little bit. Maybe the week before, my Star Convoy, I broke the star out of the package. I had flirted with painting it yellow to match the all the yellow on the toy. The toy has yellow all over. No gold all over, just the star. Even like the crown that he has is silver. Nothing really matches. So the yellow paint looked really bad. So I sanded it back off. And I did it in the original gold that I got. And it looks okay. Doesn't look great. It's not as shiny. I could put clear coat on it. I still may do that. But it looks okay. Very okay. It snapped in two. First time I transformed it. What I did is I took a brad nail that was about 3/4 inch long, applied glue to one end, attached it to the bottom piece, then applied glue to the top, and then basically where the piece broke, and then held it for 30 seconds in place, and then used like alligator clips to hold them together and let that set for 24 hours. Then I painted it sanded the super glue down, then painted it. And the Krylon Fusion paint, it's dry to the touch in a couple hours, actually maybe in 15 minutes. But that stuff, it takes a whole week for it to dry completely. So I went with, it just didn't look right. So I sanded it off and went with the gold. I think it's Krylon that's dry in 24 hours. So I did like 4 coats on this, and it's okay. It's fine. Hasbro could not, replace it or replace the part. So they are sending me something of equal value. So we'll see what that is.
Hmm.
Equal value to Star Convoy or equal value to the part you broke?
Star Convoy.
Well, that's interesting, yeah.
We'll see what it is.
It's going to be Jetfire.
It'll probably be something, yeah, it'll probably be something I already have. Well, there'll be contest fodder at that point, I guess. Let's see here, what else? I don't want to forget anything. So I don't like doing off-topic stuff, but I will mention this. I wasn't going to mention one thing I got, but I saw that, hey, Mickey got it, so I feel less guilty about buying it. I got Castle Grayskull when the price dropped.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have too many construction kits already. I have that now. That
looks really nice, though. I was checking. That was still about $130 the other day.
I looked afternoon.
So, I got that, but I have that. I have that Terradrome I got from Diecast years ago, still, that I got to put together. I've got Voltron.
Yeah, I have that too, and haven't put it together.
I've got kits. I've got like a 4-foot by 2-foot by 2-foot tote of not the boxes but the bags full of kits in my basement.
Wow,
that I got to put together. So.
Brian, did you ever buy the Mega Bloks Classic Enterprise?
No, I saw that for like $90 or whatever it was. Okay, dang. We'll see.
How much is the Enterprise now?
$75.
So
it's beautiful when it's assembled. Beautiful.
Yeah,
and huge.
I don't have room for it. Weird. I don't have room.
Neither
for
do
it.
I. That's why mine's still in the box.
Yeah. That's why I don't.
Mickey's looks fantastic.
Exactly. I can visit one of those like 2 times a year, you know, and also see Hey Mickey.
Let's see. Oh, something else I got. Let me mute my mic real quick. I won't show them all, but I did find the backpack hanger things from Dollar Tree. Not the new blind bag ones figures, but I did find these. Hmm. They were with the Christmas toys at one of my local Dollar Trees. The other doesn't have anything. I got several of those. So I was going to mention this last week, but we had the other bot boss to talk about. I did find several blind bag wave 4. I like them. And I didn't read the press release close enough. I didn't realize that the gold ones, which are what the Gold Rush games are, basically the ultra rares. They are just inserted randomly, or as random as bot bots get, which is, you know, fake random. But they're nice. So I got like I've driven by that Target dozens and dozens of times over the last 20 years, and I've never bothered to stop until my flip-flops broke and I needed a shoe. And I was happy that I found these. It's the only time I've run across them. And finally, it's not technically a Transformer. It's not a knockoff, but a while back I had gotten that combiner that was made of the little transforming numbers. And it's cool. I like it. But I never really got around to combining it, but I had all the numbers displayed. As a Christmas gift, my buddy Dusty got me, basically from the same series, the entire alphabet.
Oh, nice.
So this actually makes 3 combiners. I'm going to change over to my, I think this is the right one. Nope, not it. Okay, at some point I will find the thing where I can show off the whole thing, but... It makes 3 combiners, so it's pretty neat. Thank you, Dusty. I can't wait to actually combine it. I just haven't had time to. And off-topic stuff, yes, in the chat, our local chat, the guys are making fun of me because I said I had a 9:30 hard stop, but we are not there. One more off-topic thing, then I'll hand it over to Rob. Masters Universe, WWE crossover. They're like a Walmart exclusive, or at least one wave is. I've never come across them. But I saw that a buddy of mine on Twitter had picked up, I didn't realize there was a bundle, but there's a bundle that is like a wrestling ring that is decoed like Castle Grayskull, and a John Cena that is kind of like Mechaneck crossed with He-Man, and then a Triple H that's like something or other. But, I don't know.
Okay.
But
hey, Brian, is that like
Heroes of, or Masters of the WWE Universe,
yes.
I believe what it's called, yes.
Hey, is that like the ghost? The
yes, exactly like it.
I put a picture of. Okay.
Yeah, I came across those. I've never come across these. This was at Walmart.com. So I want the rest now that I have this. It's like $37, which considering that includes 2 figures that wouldn't normally by themselves sell for 20 each, it's like you're getting the ring for free. So if Walmart still has it, that bundle is definitely worth it. And Anon ETF said those aren't selling well at all. I mean, mine, they're not selling at all at my local Walmart because I don't have them. So
mine has a whole end cap.
Really?
Oh.
I have
new Transformers, but oh yeah, we've got weird wrestling He-Man mashup stuff.
Yeah, when I was checking Walmart.com,
so who's Skeletor?
They weren't showing in stock. I'll start looking. I mean, it's not a 1-to-1 analog. So yeah, but they're not selling it all at mine because I don't have them. Diecast just dropped off, I think.
No.
So
he's still here.
His video's gone on my end.
Okay, right. Still here for me.
That's weird. Thank you, Diecast. He refreshed. Rob.
Thank you, Skype, as we're obligated to say every 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're supposed to thank Skype every 15 minutes. Thank you, Skype, for dropping Diecast's video on my end. Rob, what'd you get?
Okay, well, first off, a couple of off-topic things. Thank you to whoever sent me Dragon Ball Z Volume 1 off of my Amazon wish list. Really enjoying the Vizbigs of that. I just need Volume 5, and I've got all of Z. Also, I was gifted Dragon Quest VII for the 3DS, which
nice.
I have not played that since it came out for the PS1, and yeah, they have streamlined that initial puzzle quite a bit, and they have added a very nice, very simple interface for dealing with all those pedestals, so you don't have to run back and forth between them to put the, you know, zillions of puzzle pieces into place, so... Definite upgrade over the original so far. Looks really good, and I am enjoying it quite a bit. After that, I was also sent, and thank you to Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast. They sent me the Transformers Trading Card Game Energon Edition box. That is enormous and impressive. And
now that I
have got a battery for my camera BIOS again, there will be a video of that eventually on tformers.com of the unboxing to just to show it off. But
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I was hoping against hope they would send me that, because that just, even though I never get a chance to play the game, that just looked really cool. So I am really grateful they sent that my way.
And did you check? Is that still available on the site?
Last I checked, it is, yes. So, yeah. And also, speaking of grateful, I got this nicely wrapped box addressed to me from the RFC crew. So I am now going to tear wrapping paper in front of a microphone.
Hooray!
Just want to point out, I wasn't in on this. I wasn't aware of it. So I have no idea what it is either.
Yes,
oh, awesome.
On it.
It is Siege Jetfire, and thank you so much, guys. I have seen you guys talking about it. I've seen it, and it just
Yes, no wonder I wasn't on it.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yes, you were in on it.
I mean, I knew about it.
I cannot wait to dig into this. Thank you all so much. It is. It looks wonderful.
Well, you're welcome, Rob. It's a really good figure. I hope that it's as good. I hope yours is a good QC. Mine has a few little QC issues, but nothing really major. But it's so pretty on the shelf, sitting beside Kronos and Phoenix.
And it's big. It's really big.
It's a pretty hefty box, as modern Transformers go.
It's also got the best blast effects out of anything in Siege.
Absolutely. Yes,
it's true.
Those do look good.
Omega Supremes are a close second, though.
Mm. Cool. Anything else?
No, that is it. And thank you again, guys. This is great.
That's awesome. Hey, real quick, before we jump to our news item. Yes, one news item.
Yeah, an hour we got and 5 minutes.
I wanted to get the show done within an hour, and we didn't do it. So, hey, I'm doing a contest on Twitter. Like, oftentimes I'll pick up something. Like, we did a contest last week or the week before for Siege Crosshairs, and I picked that up. But I decided that, you know, I've been talking about clearing out my collection just to make room and trying to focus on what I focus on, which is Transformers, an official product.
Dang, this dude is big.
He is big. So, some of the stuff that I just really wanted to just get rid of, I am doing, God, I'm really selling this. I'm doing a contest where I'm literally just giving away a bunch of third-party stuff. There's some neat stuff in there. I think the best item, Make-Toys Cupola is in there, and it's complete. The photo that I sent out earlier didn't include both weapons, but I found the other one, and I'll be updating the photos as I find stuff. But Make-Toys Cupola is in there. The open-and-play Big Cannon's in there. I mean, there's some, you know, nice items in there. And I'm giving it all away. There's like 25 plus items. I've actually added a couple more toys since I last shared it out. All you have to do is basically go to my Twitter. I need to actually, now that I think of it, I need to make that my pinned tweet. Or the TF Radio Twitter, which I am at BKilby, and TF Radio is at TF Radio. Both accounts are tweeting it out. You have to follow both me, since it's coming out of my collection, and TF Radio, and then retweet the tweet. And on Christmas Day, my heart will grow 3 sizes, and I will announce a winner. It's open to all regions. There are a couple catches. The one catch is, after paying international shipping recently, in the U.S., I will cover shipping. Again, it's coming out of my collection. International shipping, the person who wins it will have to cover shipping and any import fees. It's a lot of stuff. So there is that. And two, if you ever do a Twitter contest, you'll notice that a lot of fake contest accounts will follow you. Or I hate to, it sounds like a pejorative, but I don't mean it. But there's like mommy contest players, people who, or daddy, who basically their hobby is contests. And they'll tweet at you, like, hey, this will be great for my kid. Or this will be great for my grandkids. Well, if you give this to a child, you're a horrible person. Because these are not quality tested. So,
they're not even for adults.
Yeah, so these are adult collectibles. And I don't mean that in the, I don't collect toys. I love toys. For God's sakes, I bought this stupid thing here. This is as toy as you get. But these things aren't quality. What?
Yeah, but you hate that.
Yeah, I hate it. You're right. But I have it. But... the Authentics toy for people who's not watching. But like, yeah, the third party stuff are adult collectibles. They are not safe for kids. So if you tweet at me and say, hey, I'm going to give this to my kid, you're not going to win because I'm not going to be in any way connected to a child choking or getting injured or losing an eye because some dumb grandparent or parent gave these to their kids. So, hope preferences goes to a collector, but I can't control it. But if you tweet at me that you want it for your kid or your grandkid, I will probably just block you. Honestly.
Yeah. I'm totally going to do that now.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so I'm at BKilby and of course we at TF Radio. If you are listening to this on Christmas or after Christmas, you missed it. But it's a lot of stuff. It's 25 plus items, actually, I think, at this point. So, and again, most... there's going to be a couple items that are missing parts. For example, is it Make Toys? One of them, a bomber, which is the power glide, is missing a wing stabilizer, which I hope to find by then, but I'm not going to guarantee it. Sphinx is missing a thumb. I mean, you don't notice it on your shelf, but it's missing a thumb.
You pulled his thumb off?
It fell off. So
that doesn't happen with third-party stuff.
No,
you probably
it doesn't.
Broke it.
No, it doesn't happen with their product. It fell off like immediately after opening it. And some of the items aren't complete. They'll be as complete as I can have them, but there's no guarantee, again, because it's really just coming out of my collection. You know, I hate eBay. I hate shipping packages. So really my goal is to get this all out in one package and minimize effort on my part. It's because I'm lazy. But to get at TF Radio and at BKilby, just... follow both accounts and retweet one of the tweets and you will be eligible and I will announce the winner Christmas Day. Okay, so let's see here. One item in the news. This was like the big news all week. And again, it's almost Christmas, so Siege Omega Supreme was available for $20 at the Hasbro official warehouse sale. Like, how often do they do this? Is this like an annual thing?
This is the first time I've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, first time I've ever heard of it.
I know they have like an employee store or they have like a way for employees to buy stuff. But I've never heard of them selling out of the warehouse, which is interesting.
This kind of thing does happen in like Hasbro Asia areas.
Oh, yeah.
From time to time.
But this is out of Pennsylvania.
I think this is the first time that there's been a U.S. equivalent of it, or at least the first time in several years.
Yeah, the trick was you had to show up in person to,
to
pick it up. There was no online deal. Yeah.
Limit 5. My God. $100 for 5 Omega Supremes.
Huh.
So that's awesome. And in the chat, I think it was Rock Mills who's in the chat.
Here and has said that the employees told them that it was the first time they had done this.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Hopefully they'll do it. I know that, honestly, otherwise stuff like this goes to Ollie's. Actually, if it goes to Ollie's, more people have a chance to get it, don't they? Let's hope they don't do it. All boxes had small dents. Oh, that's perfectly fine. It's like it's like literally the warehouse deals they have for Dell that are like boxes or scratch and dents. That's where I get all my stuff.
I'm just wondering, did Omega not do that well, or are they trying to avoid like end of the year taxes on inventory and they're just
scratch
trying
and dents. They're probably just trying to get rid of it.
It could be even like Brian said, maybe this is what would end up in Ollie's, and Ollie's won't get these at all.
It's probably easier. Well, I don't know if it's easier for them to do this than to sell to Ollie's. And Don, they don't pay taxes for carrying inventory. I mean, there's no taxes. I mean, you might write it off on your taxes by selling it at a loss.
Well, I was just thinking if they're paying for warehouse, you know, what they would pay in warehouse fees.
They're already paying warehouse fees.
Yeah, they own the warehouse.
Do they? Probably. I mean, they may lease it. It depends. Yeah. A company Hasbro size probably have a mix of owning and leasing facilities.
So you know, they had a lot of like Marvel Legends stuff. Earlier in the chat, we were getting a loose accounting of some of the other Transformers stuff, which was a lot of deluxes that are, you know, common things you would see at the stores. I think the Omegas probably were something of a loss leader just to, you know, entice people in as the word spread about that. But I don't think most of the stuff was actually like desirable like that. It would be like overstock stuff they'd want to clear out as much as they could. And it may look better on their books too if they do a direct sale like this than to send the stuff to a closeout store. So even if they have to sell a quantity of Omega Supremes for a very, very ridiculously low price like that, it's probably still better in the long run for how their accounting works.
And honestly, that's probably what they would sell it to Ollie's for per piece.
I mean, maybe. The selling it to Ollie's per piece, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's probably around the same price as what they would sell it to Ollie's.
Oh, I get what you mean. I'm certain. So Ollie's buys in volume.
Yes.
So I'm not working for my former company, so I have knowledge of how Ollie's does their, because we sold to Ollie's. Ollie's does different things. I'm certain they would buy per piece, but as often as not, they would buy at the pallet level.
So right. If you broke it down, it
would cost out.
Yeah. Right. But it is interesting, though, that Ollie's will just buy a pallet of what the heck ever, and they'll open it up and they'll be happy with it. It's kind of like Ollie's is kind of like scavengers from Guardians of the Galaxy. Or they're kind of like, they're not pirates, but yeah, Ollie's is an interesting company, dude. Yeah.
I mean, heck, they had wedding dresses and
mine does too.
Tuxedos, yeah.
Mine didn't have the tuxes, just the dresses.
Yeah, they had wedding dresses and tuxedos.
I assume that's the couple places that closed down.
I don't know. Yeah. I can talk, you know, now that I'm not with my former company, I can talk more about things that I was sort of, I didn't want to talk about much before. But yeah, we sold Ollie's, or we did like within the last 6 months before I left. And man, that was interesting. But yeah, that's it for the news. The question, what city was this in? What's
Pennsylvania?
Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is where all the, if anyone's a Corvette fan, it's where the big Corvette show is. Yeah,
lots of car shows.
Did you go when you had your vet?
I did not.
Or your vet. I've never been to Carlisle, actually. Excuse me.
But
cool.
Yeah, now I just drive a Prius Prime because gas.
You have your Lexus too, right?
What's that?
You have your Lexus too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I got the Prius Prime because the Lexus was eating too much gas.
Oh.
Yeah. My car sucks down the gas, but my commute is I get up out of bed and go upstairs, so not a big deal.
So I sort of lost my Cavalier that I've been driving since CharterCon 2013 because of issues that were not worth fixing. I'm driving a Honda CR-V now.
You like
and
it?
Surprisingly, that thing is getting almost 30 miles of the gallon still riding around town, and it's like
that's
twice
good.
The size. Yeah.
Yeah. Our last two cars have been CRVs, and they are pretty hardy and get great gas mileage. It's worth it.
Yeah,
this is a 2008, and I actually am liking it pretty well. It's a bit of an adjustment from the Cavalier, which was, you know, smaller and honestly a little bit more responsive. I feel a little bit more disconnected from the CRV, but I'm sure I'll get used to that.
My the car that I had, two cars I had, I guess, really before the Durango was a Yaris and a Hyundai Elantra. They're both about 40 miles a gallon. My Durango gets like 15. But the only time I ever drive it far is for work, and I get paid mileage. So they just, I just get paid for it. So, my commute is upstairs, so it's not a big deal. Okay. buy stuff on Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon. Hey, tax time's coming up. It's a big crunch. I'm bad with managing our money. Help us out. Now, we run a lean, tight ship. There's quite a few expenses of the podcast that you wouldn't even necessarily think of. But help us out. Buy anything. Buy a late-minute Christmas gift. Go buy yourself something. Go buy yourself, like I did, Castle Grayskull. Yep. tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay.
Of course, you can buy Castle Grayskull using our link, because then you wouldn't get any money back for it.
Yes. So, Rob, you haven't added anything for T-Formers, right? We can move on. Or do you want to plug something on T-Formers?
Nothing I can think of at the moment, no.
It's been a very slow week.
Yeah,
I'm sure it has been a week.
Yeah.
It sure has been a week.
I'm sure I posted something this week, but I could not for the life of you tell you what. Oh, actually, yes, there is one minor thing that Rob Springer helped clue me into. There are currently a series of 2-inch tall minifigures in G1 style packaging showing up at Dollar Tree stores.
Yeah, that's I was looking for those. No luck.
Yeah. And Rob managed to track down what they were and where they originally were found and basically how they got to Dollar Tree, and all of that information is now up on tformers.com.
Nice.
Cool. Okay. I'm going to retweet now. Okay. So somebody tweeted, my son would flip out over this. OMG. Brian's going to be a jerk on the internet. Well, let me do this right here.
Okay. That wasn't me, was it?
No. Per the terms, these are adult collectibles and not suitable for children. Giving these to a child would be completely irresponsible.
And deadly.
Yeah. And potentially dead. Dangerous.
True, because I've seen the pictures. Die Stack is in there.
Hopefully your son is an adult. Then great. If not, you are not eligible. Because, then great. FYI. Okay. As they are not safety tested. Tested and can cause harm.
What do you mean? I safety test them.
Yeah. Okay. Did that. On the show, follow me on Twitter at BKilby. And adult son, yes. Like, I'm a son. I'm an adult. My dad's dead. He couldn't, enter the contest for me, but if he could, I would appreciate it. But when I was a child, Jared is asking about an adult son. So, let's follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We're on Instagram at TF Podcast. I am on Twitter at B Kilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Check out BrianKilby.com. I've been posting all my Christmas music. I need to post one for tomorrow, if not today. I need to do that. Stuff from my most recent album, which is available at BrianKilby.com/Xmas2019. And I hope to have, before Christmas or on Christmas, my very own, version of A Christmas Carol available. It's going to be great. Rob Springer's not here. He is at RoboRobSpringer on Twitter and at ZoneBase.org. And John is not here. He is at ThatJohnD everywhere. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, first he unmutes. And then...
Thank you! That's right. I had muted to avoid the sound of ratcheting joints coming over the microphone. So I can be found on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Rob Flails, which is the official Twitter of my YouTube channel, Flail Throughs. I am covering Gundam Battle Operation 2 there. It is the free-to-play Gundam game on PS4. We are into Zeta Gundam territory now. Some pretty interesting mobile suits being added. Weekly updates every Thursday, so check out tomorrow morning to see what is up with the game. If you like what I'm doing there, patreon.com/flailthroughs. You can throw a couple bucks at me and request specific mobile suits and weapon combinations and the like. And also, my Amazon wish list is still at tfradio.net/claylist, where hopefully Brian will get a little bit of money if you get anything off of it.
we will get money to pay for the show.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Don.
Yes, I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Chris?
So, you know, last week when I wasn't here, you tried to do the plugs for my site.
Horribly.
PlayWithPhotos.com. Conveniently, I do own that, and it points to PlayWithPhotography.com, where my site actually is.
Oh, good. So, I'm glad it's not an adult site.
Out in the end. I thought ahead. Yes, PlayWithPhotography.com. I have galleries and other toy photography-related articles and such there. You can also follow me on social media for random photos, previews, what have you. That's at PlayWithPhotos on Twitter or Instagram.com/PlayWithPhotography. If you like the stuff I do and want to show some support or help me to make more things like I already make, which sounds like the worst incentive ever, but what are you going to do? You can contribute to my Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos. For $5 a month, you can get early access to galleries and be added to a credits page that goes on every new gallery. But, of course, any contribution is valued and helps to keep things running and, you know, pays for new things to be photographed and new things to photograph things with, like cameras and lenses and other things related to photography. Also, if you want more rambling aimlessly like that, you can follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV, and my Amazon wish list is at tfradio.net/chrislist. Thank you to everybody who has sent me gifts off of that so far, and all of your purchases, of course, do help Brian to keep the show running.
Sweet diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at diecast2, and my wish list, since it's Christmas time, is tfradio.net/diecast list.
Sweet. Don's list is at tfradio.net/massyattack. Matt has opted out. But if Matt wants one, we can set him up.
No, that's okay. Matt feels really weird about that.
Yeah, I do too.
If he wanted one, he'd be more than capable of setting up his own Amazon wish list.
But I could leak to it. Don, mute your microphone.
Sorry, I don't know why. I'm not sure. Why
I don't know how to mute my microphone, says Don. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.
This is me live singing in front of thousands of people in a big old concert hall. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him praise, the babe, the son of Mary. Y'all are too kind. I love you too. He lies in such a lowly place, where ox and butts are feeding. The end of fear for all who hear the silent word is speaking. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him praise, the babe, the son of Mary. Ladies, ladies of Mary, please, please,
So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to love him. The King of Kings, salvation bring. Let love in hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him praise, the babe, the son of Mary. Raise, raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. It's beautiful. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the son of Mary. Hey!